It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
All right, I'm going to start with a little golf, the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. And I'm going to look at tomorrow. You can check that out from 12 to 1:30 on the Golf Channel, 2 to 5 on CBS, and then Sunday, 2 to 5:30 on CBS. And I guess, Matt, I know you keep up with it. If you could update us on our scores.
Yep, let's do it. We have you're in the lead. Trey's in second. I'm in last. But right now, Jordan Spieth is tied for first. Today, he is 3 under. He's 8 under for the tournament. And then you have Graham McDowell tied for 33rd. He is 3 under for the tournament, 2 under today. Trey's guy, Jason Day, is even for the tournament, +3 today. Jimmy Walker is tied with Jordan Spieth right now. Then you have a couple guys, three guys at -7, including Hunter Mahan and Scott Gardner, Arkansas guy.
All right. And then in the NBA, also tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN, the Portland Trail Blazers and the Indiana Pacers. Two teams that are playing at a high level right now. Got a lot of all-stars on both teams. And they're a couple of teams that look like they could be.
Is a couple players out for – is it Stevenson and Granger? I know Granger's been hurt. Mm-hmm. Stevenson is kind of that do-it-all type of combo guard. But I think those are two good – I think both of those teams make it I think definitely Indiana makes it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Portland has to play better defense if they're going to make it. They remind me of those old Sacramento Kings teams that used to battle with the Lakers. They can never really get past the Western Conference Finals. But, yeah, a lot of talent there.
And Portland is a young team. Indiana's been there before, and they got a lot of little experience as far as getting to
got
that point.
Got a little taste.
Yeah, and Portland, they may have some growing pains, but throughout the regular season, they've been playing at a level where you would think they can.
One of the best offensive teams. Yeah, I still like Golden State right now out of the West. Do you think Indiana's the deepest team, has the deepest roster possibly in all NBA right now?
I think so, and especially with the addition of Andrew Bynum.
If he's healthy at all, yes, you're right. That's a great addition.
And my pick is going to be the Winter Olympics. You can watch the opening ceremonies tonight on NBC at 6:30. And then throughout the weekend, NBC, NBC Sports Network, MSNBC, and you can even start watching it as early as 2 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Wow.
on the NBC Sports Network if you want to get at it that early.
That's pretty early.
Pass.
I think I will too.